In a conspiracy to rid themselves of their wives. Since moving back to Coates Island to help her widower brother run the cafe, Kayana wanted to thank her husband for his duplicity, because it was the first time in a very long time that she could be Kayana Johnson and not the wife of the revered Dr. Hudson. She no longer had to be the consummate hostess for his colleagues who came to admire the opulent 5,000-square-foot showplace in Atlanta, Georgia, that was much too large for two people. And she didn't have to scan and grin for his bougie family, who'd believed James Hudson had married down rather than up. Now, in hindsight, she was able to say good riddance to him and his plastic family and friends. The folks who came into the cafe were a constant reminder that down-to-earth people still existed. Taking off her nightgown, she left it on the hook behind the bathroom door. Kayana had made it a habit not to close the door because it made the space feel even smaller than it actually was. It was furnished with a shower stall with barely enough room for one, a commode, and a vanity. What she missed most was a bathtub. She'd made it a practice several times a week to soak in the garden tub, with pulsating jets of warm water massaging her body. However, the shower stall had become a welcome trade-off if it meant that, at the age of 46, she had total control of her life and destiny. She brushed her teeth, followed by gargling with a peppermint mouthwash, and then covered her chemically straightened hair with a shower cap and stepped into the stall. She completed her morning ablutions in record time, and it was exactly 4:45 when she descended the staircase and turned on the lights in the restaurant's kitchen. Kayana had arranged with her brother that she would oversee the preparation of breakfast and make the sides for lunch and dinner, while Derek was committed to preparing dinner, which had allowed him more time to spend with his daughter, Deandra. The girl had taken her mother's death hard, and even after 4 years, the teenager still deeply missed her. Kayana had finally convinced her brother to let Deandra spend her summer recess in Florida with her grandmother, aunt, and cousins before returning home to begin her senior year at the mainland's high school. During the off-season, the cafe only offered a buffet brunch from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., Monday through Saturday. But from the Memorial Day weekend to the Labor Day weekend, diners were served a buffet breakfast from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, lunch from noon to 2 o'clock, and a sit-down dinner between the hours of 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Sundays were the exception, with brunch from 10 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. Kayana preferred preparing a buffet breakfast because she didn't have to wait on customers who wanted individual orders. She'd fill warming trays and replenish them when necessary, while varying the menu with sliced seasonal fruit, in addition to the ubiquitous scrambled eggs, grits, bacon, ham, sausage, pancakes, waffles, home fries, and French toast. Milk, coffee, herbal teas, and bottled water were also available with the fixed price. She made oatmeal on request for those looking for a hot cereal breakfast. Her brother had contracted with vendors on the mainland for their baked goods, meat, and fresh fish. The dinner menu hadn't changed much over the years, except for the addition of a few Asian-inspired recipes. During a trip to New York City, Kayana had visited several Korean restaurants and found herself instantly addicted to several of their dishes. Once back in Atlanta, she'd experimented with Korean barbecue, and after a few attempts, was able to duplicate some of her favorites. She opened the walk-in refrigerator freezer and removed a crate with dozens of eggs to bring them to room temperature. In a half dozen large plastic containers, cut up chicken marinating in buttermilk lined two shelves. Minutes later, she set a box of apple-cured slab bacon, another with locally made pork sausage, and a half dozen ham steaks on the prep table. Working quickly, Kayana mixed up pancake and waffle batter and set a large pot of grits on the commercial stove. The chiming of the bell echoed throughout the restaurant.